Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shul response to Luni Shmas Arbi Hakoshom Leav Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzia Daf Tzadik. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings the Machlokes if Akimas Piv Hav Yomaisa, meaning when a person speaks, when a person talks, is it considered to be that he's doing something or not? Is it just the voice coming out and he's not actually doing a Maisa, or by moving his lips Akimas Piv? That is the Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says that Akimas Piv Hav Yomaisa, and that's what we also paskan lahalacha. Many of the Sfarim discuss the idea of Akimas Piv Hav Yomaisa regarding the idea of davening. And we'll mention what's wrote down in Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel, in the Prokim, in the end of the Shaar, in Perek Hei. And says Rabbi Chaim V'Loshiner, you should know that in this world, the Ikar is the Maisa, this is Oilam HaMaisa. Without maisim, without doing, there's no mitzvah. Someone's just thinking about a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. And even when we talk about davening, even when we talk about davening, which is kavona salev, but the ikar davening must be the movement of the lips. It brings the Gemara learns about Chano. We learn from Chano how to daven. Rak sfaseya nois. Her lips are moving. And if one just thought about davening, had a hearer of davening, but he did not actually move his lips, he was not Yoitzei de Chayva. And he goes on and explains it a little more Kabbalistic way. He's brought down in the Arizal that the whole idea of davening, the person has the chalokim of his, the bottom chalokim of the neshama is called Niran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. And in Tfilo, the Nefesh has to connect to the Ruach, and the Ruach has to connect to the Neshama. What is the Nefesh? The Nefesh is the Maise, is the movement of the lips. What is the Ruach? That is the actual voice. That's the actual words that are coming out of his mouth. And the kavana and the lave, that's the neshama. So if someone does not use his lips, does not have a voice, there's nothing coming out. So he has only p'chinas neshama, he's not mekasher or anything from the bottom. There's no avoid over here. But if a person does have his lips, and he connects with his voice, and the only thing he's missing is the lave, so he's missing the p'chinas neshama, it's not a perfect davening. But at least you have an avoido where he elevated his maise to the p'chino of ruach. He did something over here, accomplished something over here. And this is an nekuda that everything in this world is oilo maise. If a person is not doing in this world, there's no accomplishment. You have to do. And what is the doing that we have with dibur? Is a kimas piv or kimas fosov. That's the maise. And that's the maise that we have in davening. And many of the Gedolei Chassidus speak in Al Zeh HaDerech, we have in the Bnei Soschar, and the Shem Yishuol, and the Tzodek, and others. And we'll add here a Gevaldik Avort that's brought down in the Shlo, in Vayikro, Perek Torah, or in Perek Ois Hei. And he goes on to say that today we have Neshalmo Parim Sfaseinu. We don't have the Korbanos. So instead of the Korbanos, you say the Korbanos. By saying the Korbanos, you're fulfilling the Chiyuv of Korbanos. So says the Shlo, so in the time of Beis Hamikdash also should be that way. You should say, you don't have to be a korban, just say the psuk of the korbanos. Neshama paris haseinu. So zok de shlo dover nifla. You know when we're saying that a kimas piv have a maise, the moving the lips is a maise? It really depends on how much of a maise it is. In the time of the korban, when we're reading the parts of korbanos, we have so much tsar, so much agony, we remember that we have no Beis Hamikdash. That saying it is a real maise. It's a real effort. That's why it's good enough. But when we say, just kayim, and it could be a korban, reading the korbanos, that doesn't do much. It doesn't take so much effort. So that kimas piv will not be a full maise. Meaning the shlo is mechadish, and the machlekes we have in the Gemara, if kimas piv is a maise or not, it says it really depends. And the more effort it takes to say the words, the more maise it is. And the less effort, it's not really a maise. And the Shlok concludes by bringing a Zohar that says, in the post of Yedabar Hashem Elov Me'oyil Moyed Lemur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So as the Shlok, we're just now building the Mishkan. We're just now at a time of Simcha. Why are you talking to me about the Churban? And also he says, what is the word Lemur here meaning? Because right after it says Dabar Bnei Yisrael. So why have to say the word Lemur? But Zok the Shlok, what the Zohar is telling us is that even in the time of the Churban, there will be a way to do the Korbanos by reading the parashas of Korbanos. It's not to tell you that there will be a Churban. It's to tell you that there will be no hefsek, no stop for the Korbanos. And that's the word Lamor telling you. How, what will you do if I'm not able to say, to bring the korbanos? Lemor, read the korbanos. Aki maspi vav emaise. You have over here the fulfillment of the korbanos through reading the parshas of korbanos. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.